I suppose you gotta get it while the getting's good. So, back to this supernatural resistance. I hope you enjoyed the first episode. If you haven't listened to it, you should check it out. We left off with astral projection, the ability to travel outside the physical body. It's often enhanced for those with supernatural resistance, providing a unique perspective on the spiritual realm. Supernatural resistance is not limited to defending against dark forces. It can also aid in individuals in foregoing meaningful connections with benevolent supernatural beings. Certain rituals and practices, such as meditation, energy manipulation, and single work, can amplify the individual's supernatural resistance and provide further protection. Throughout history, supernatural resistance has played a pivotal role in crucial battles against malevolent entities aiming to destabilize the natural order. The discovery and training of those with supernatural resistance have led to the formation of secret societies and clandestine organizations dedicated to battling supernatural threats. And you thought Marvel Comics was just TV. Witch hunts and persecutions during historical periods were fueled in part by society's fear of individuals possessing supernatural resistance. But let me tell you, individuals with supernatural resistance, they often exhibit an increased sensory perception, enabling them to detect subtle supernatural phenomena that elude others. Lacking proper guidance or control, supernatural resistance can become a burden, overwhelming individuals with constant supernatural encounters and disrupting their daily lives. Supernatural resistance can enhance an individual's ability to resist possession by malevolent supernatural entities, allowing them to maintain an autonomy over their bodies. Talismans, amulets, and enchanted objects can augment supernatural resistance by adding additional layers of protection against supernatural forces. Ancient cultures revered with those supernatural resistance, often considering them living conduits between the mortal world and the supernatural realms. The occurrence of the supernatural resistance is, in modern times, is rarely publicized due to the potentially negative consequences it could have on individual lives. The level of supernatural resistance an individual possesses can evolve and strengthen over time, often in response to increased exposure to supernatural encounters. Shamans and spiritual guides often work with individuals possessing supernatural resistance, guiding them on how to harness their powers effectively. Supernatural resistance is not solely limited to the physical plane, and it can extend to manipulating spiritual energies within the astral realm. Several historical records suggest that supernatural resistance, it was once used to settle disputes and establish rightful leaders by subjecting contenders to supernatural trials. Supernatural resistance can foster profound empathy and understanding towards the plight of others. Yes, and as individuals often gain insight into supernatural struggles faced by many. Individuals with supernatural resistance may experience vivid dreams or visitations from spiritual entities seeking their assistance or insight. And people with supernatural resistance, they are more prone to feeling the ebb and flow of spiritual energies, allowing them to predict natural disasters and spiritual upheaval. Supernatural resistance can be passed on through a spiritual awakening where the individual's latent powers are activated, oftentimes accompanied by intense spiritual experiences. In some cases, supernatural resistance can temporarily diminish or be hindered by extreme emotional distress, blocking an individual's ability to access their powers. Possessing supernatural resistance does not make an individual invincible. They still need to exercise caution and make deliberate choices to avoid unnecessary conflict. The training regimen for those seeking to develop supernatural resistance often includes elements of martial arts, meditation, energy healing, and esoteric studies. Individuals with supernatural resistance may suffer from increased vulnerability to supernatural entities due to their heightened spiritual presence. Dreams and visions play a significant role in guiding individuals with supernatural resistance, providing them insight into future events or hidden truths. Supernatural resistance can be utilized to create protective barriers, shielding individuals and locations from harmful supernatural energies. While supernatural resistance primarily focuses on defense, some individuals can tap into offensive capabilities, allowing them to counteract or weaken hostile supernatural forces. Supernatural resistance does not require an individual to possess supernatural abilities themselves, but rather enable them to withstand and repel such influences. In certain instances, supernatural resistance can emerge suddenly after a new death experience, as a person's soul becomes more attuned to the supernatural realm. Ancient texts and teachings suggest that supernatural resistance can be acquired through a deep connection with the natural world and the spirits that inhabit it. Psychometry, the ability to perceive information about certain objects through touch, is often augmented for individuals with supernatural resistance. People with supernatural resistance may exhibit an innate sense of justice and the unwavering drive to protect the innocent, often leading them to become defenders and custodians of the supernatural realm. Supernatural resistance can be honed through the study of ancient texts, grimoires, and spiritual doctrine that provide insight into supernatural forces. Individuals with supernatural resistance may find solace and affirmation in communities of like-minded individuals, where they can share their experiences and learn from one another. Supernatural resistance does not guarantee eternal life, but those who possess it may have a prolonged lifespan due to their heightened spiritual connection and resilience. Some individuals with supernatural resilience can perceive the true form of supernatural beings, piercing through illusions and revealing their essence. Good stuff, isn't it? Good stuff. And I think we'll take a break right there. Again, Jasper here, your host, with Where the Sidewalk Ends. Just an ocean of philosophy kicks in, an ocean of ideas, thoughts, and hey, everybody, support me, subscribe. I can't do this without you, and yeah, it is what it is. But hey, Merry Christmas, y'all, whether it's Christmas or not. It's still a Merry Christmas. Cheers. Ciao, ciao.